Today, we face an unprecedented surge in the brutal slaughter of iconic animals by poachers. In South Africa, for example, one rhino was killed every month until 2005. But last year, three rhinos were killed every single day. In the 33 years since I was born, we have lost around 70% of Africa's elephant population. Of those that are left, 20,000 are being killed every year. That is 54 elephants killed every single day. At this rate, children born this year, like my daughter Charlotte, will see the last wild elephants and rhinos die before their 25th birthdays. Those who suffer the most from this loss are some of the poorest people on our planet. They are the families who feel powerless as the wildlife around them disappear, who face being trapped in poverty forever without the income that should be brought in by tourism, a cornerstone of the economy in many developing nations. They are the children whose parents risk their lives in the fight against poachers. In the last few days, three rangers and one member of the armed forces were killed by poachers in one incident in Central Africa, leaving behind 14 children between them. It is these children's future that is blighted so tragically by the illegal wildlife trade, and it is their birthright that is stolen. There is no hiding from these facts today. On our phones, laptops, and our TV screens, we can see the images and read the reports that lay bare the truth of this crisis. That knowledge brings responsibility, the responsibility to do everything in our power to reverse the march towards eradication of these fine animals. The good news is that we are far from powerless in this struggle. We can turn the tide of extinction. We know where the animals we are trying to protect live. We know many of the roads, the airports, and ports criminals use to transport their cargo from killing field to marketplace. And over the last few years, we have seen a groundswell of action by governments to improve their laws and work across borders to fight the traffickers.